Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 26th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about a major retail investors conference, and we'll be looking at the freshly published Ireland for Finance strategy and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that wages paid to Irish employees increased by 2.4 billion euro in the year to the end of March. But inflation and other seasonal factors means total disposable income only grew by 1% during that time, new data from the CSO shows. Between January and March this year, the total compensation paid to employees increased by 5.7% to 44 billion euro compared to the same period last year. This was the largest component in the total disposable income, 49 billion during the quarter. The number employed was relatively flat, but employed people had higher average earnings in the quarter compared to the previous quarter and a year earlier, the CSO said. After accounting for inflation and seasonal factors, household total disposable income in real terms grew by 1% in that time. Cillian Woods in the Irish Times reports that Boston Scientific has laid the groundwork to allow the medical device giant to shift dividends of $15 billion or 13 billion euro out of the country, new company filings have shown. In an Irish-based entity used by Boston Scientific to hold more than $20 billion worth of intellectual property, completed a big restructuring of its balance sheet in March. A note attached to new accounts for Boston Scientific Medical Device Limited said the reorganization transferred $15 billion from the company's reserves into its profit and loss reserve. Following the move, these accounts can be distributed to its immediate parent in the Netherlands and then on to its ultimate parent in the US. The FT reports that Deloitte will pay the US government 21.5 million euro to settle claims that its diversity practices were discriminatory and broke federal contracting laws as the Trump administration continues its crackdown on corporate hiring practices. The accounting and consulting giant set race and gender-based goals for the makeup of its workforce and tied tens of thousands of dollars of partner remuneration to achieving the targets in contravention of promises that it did not discriminate in hiring and promotions, the U.S. Department of Justice said. Deloitte denied the claims but agreed to pay $10 million in restitution and a further $11 million to settle the matter.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.